Chapter 17. Lexi dreamed she was on the beach. The ocean made soothing lapping sounds on the sugar-white sand as the sun warmed her back. She rolled over to face Jack, who was lying on the blanket beside her, his muscular body tanned from lazy days lying in the tropical sun. Jack smiled at her, playfully pushing the side of her yellow bikini bottom down on her hip, just a quarter inch to reveal her tan line.
"I'd like to see more of these tan lines," he said.
Lexi was just about to reply with a yes when she heard her mother yelling from further down the beach.
"Lexi, yoo-hoo, time to get up."
Get up? Lexi looked down the beach, her mood deflating, when she saw her mother hurrying toward them, dragging a wheeled cart stacked with a cooler, blankets, and beach towels.
"Lexi."
Lexi jerked awake. She wasn't on the beach, but Jack was beside her. And her mother really was yelling. She jumped out of the bed and ran to the window. Vera was standing in the front yard, hands shading her eyes as she peered up at the house.
"Yoo-hoo!"
Vera waved, shouting loud enough to wake up the neighbors. Lexi pushed the window open. "Just a minute, Mom. I'll be right down to let you in." She turned in a panic toward Jack, who was sitting up in the bed. "You have to get out of here. My mom's coming in." Jack laughed as he pushed the covers aside and stood. Lexi would have normally taken that opportunity to admire his muscular body, but the close proximity of her naked fiancé to her mother outside the door made her panic.
"Lexi, we're getting married in 2 days. I'm sure your mother knows that we..."
He gestured toward the bed, which was rumpled from the night's activities. Lexi picked up his clothes that were heaped in a pile on the floor and shoved them at him.
"Just put these on and go out the back door. I'll call you later."
She ran to her bureau and picked out the first sweatshirt and sweatpants she could find, threw them on, and then ran downstairs, pushing Jack in front of her. He took a left into the kitchen while Lexi raced over to the front door, waiting until she heard the sound of the kitchen door shutting in the back before she opened it.
"What brings you out so early, Mom?"
Lexi stared at her mother, whose bright yellow sweatsuit was only partially obscured by the mounds of satin and lace she had piled up in her arms. Lexi thought she recognized her wedding dress, along with a bright fuchsia silk fabric that she prayed her mother hadn't decided to embellish her dress with.
"It's such a beautiful day," Vera practically sang as she looked up at the sky. "Blue skies, and look at the trees. They'll be a gorgeous backdrop for your wedding pictures."
Lexi poked her head outside. There was still an early morning chill in the air, but the scenery was worth it. It was peak foliage season, and the trees made a breathtaking display with their red, yellow, and orange leaves. It was going to make a perfect backdrop for her wedding pictures, exactly as she planned. She just hoped Davies didn't haul her off in handcuffs before she got to the wedding.
"It's gorgeous," Lexi said, looking back at the pile of fabric in her mother's hand.
"What have you got there?"
"I brought over your wedding dress for a fitting, and I wanted to show off the dress I'm going to wear. I made it special for the occasion."
Vera beamed with pride. Lexi pushed the door wide.
"Well then, come on in."
Vera laid the dresses carefully on Lexi's sofa.
"I have your dress almost finished, but I only basted in the stitching. I'll fit it to you today and do the final stitching tonight. It will be finished tomorrow."
"Perfect." Lexi admired the dress. Thankfully, her mother hadn't added any garish embellishments. It was exactly as she had designed it.
"Should we go upstairs?"
Vera looked at the big picture window. "I'm not sure you want everyone looking in while you are half-dressed." Lexi pictured the rumpled bed in her room.
I'll just run up and make the bed, and why don't you make us a couple of teas in the kitchen and come right up?
Good idea. Vera bustled off toward the kitchen, and Lexi picked up the dresses and ran upstairs. She was just tightening the comforter under the pillows when Vera joined her with two steaming mugs of tea. Lexi laid the dresses out on the bed. Her mother's was a gorgeous color, but Lexi couldn't make out the style. It looked like it had an oversized collar and a full skirt.
Your dress is so pretty, Mom. Why don't you try it on first, and then we'll get to work on mine?
Okay. Vera handed Lexi the mugs of tea and picked up her dress with the enthusiasm of a schoolgirl trying on a prom dress. I'll just be right back. Lexi put Vera's mug on the bureau and sat on the bed while she sipped her tea. After a few minutes, Vera emerged from the bathroom in a whirl of pink. The gown was vintage Vera, bright in color and a little offbeat in style. It had a mid-calf length full skirt that was shorter in the front and longer in the back. The waist and bust were tightly fitted. Cap sleeves covered her shoulders, and an over-exaggerated collar fanned around the back of her head, sticking stiffly up about 6 inches, like something from the Elizabethan times. It was an odd gown, but somehow on Vera, it worked.
That looks gorgeous, Mom, Lexi said. You made that?
Yep. Vera twirled around to show off the dress, snuck a peek at herself in Lexi's full-length mirror, then clapped her hands together. Okay, enough about me. Put your dress on while I change out of this. Be careful. Don't pull on the seams. They're only basted. Vera disappeared back into the bathroom, and Lexi took off her sweatsuit, then slipped into the gown. Standing in front of the mirror, she admired the gorgeous beading and rhinestones. Smoothing it across her midsection, she noticed it wasn't quite as tight, and the bust seemed to fit better. Maybe the dress being ripped was a blessing in disguise. Her mother had done a great job with the alterations, and now it was a perfect fit. Vera came back out in the yellow sweatsuit, her fuchsia dress hanging over her arm.
Oh, that looks gorgeous on you.
Mother and daughter smiled at each other in the mirror, and Lexi's heart warmed. Vera might be a little unusual, but Lexi loved her. Okay, Vera said, producing a sewing kit out of the middle pocket of her hoodie. Stand still, and I'll make sure it's just perfect. Lexi did as she was told, while Vera tugged and pulled at the dress. Vera nodded, then opened the sewing kit and took out some long pins. Lexi held her breath, waiting to get stuck.
So, tell me about this whole murder business with your dressmaker.
Vera mumbled around the pins she was holding between her lips.
Are you somehow involved?
Oh, that? Lexi said. I'm not really involved. But he did design the dress. I was supposed to talk to him about repairing the tears in the dress that night, the night he was killed.
Vera stood back and frowned at Lexi.
Just how did the dress get ripped, anyway?
Lexi's cheeks burned. I kind of got into a fight with another bride whose dress was similar. Vera took the last pin out of her mouth and burst out laughing.
You did? I can't picture that. Seems like something Nan's would do, though. Maybe you're starting to take after her.
Vera walked behind Lexi and did more pulling and tugging, then reached for more pins.
So, if you're not involved in it, then why did someone break in here?
I don't know. For all we know, that wasn't even related, Lexi said. It could have just been a random break-in. Vera pulled the dress tight and stuck in a pin, almost jabbing Lexi.
Well, I think I know who did it anyway.
Lexi twisted around to look at her mother.
You do?
Yep. Last night, we had dinner with the Stottlemyers, and Philippe's seamstress, Millie, is George's aunt. Lexi raised a brow at her mother.
And?
She said that Millie has been acting very strange for a month or so now, Vera said.
Strange how?
Evasive, nervous. That's exactly how someone who is up to no good acts. And they said she's not normally like that at all. Vera put in the last pin and stood back to inspect the dress. I'd bet my right eye tooth she's got something to do with the murders.